But they have given up. Why? Because they have taken to this Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada ended his talk after about 5 minutes. I do not feel that I have to say very much. You can see that, you can see what is the result of Krishna consciousness. It is not something artificial. It is there in everyone. There is a verse Prabhupada often mentioned. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sardha Kavunaya Savanadi Siddha Chitta Karoi Daya. That means within everybody the love of Krishna is there. It's just like a covered fire, it is with some ashes. You just fan it, it will come out.
Where is that verse from?
I think Chaitanya Chaitamita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sardha Kavunaya Savanadi Siddha Chitta Karoi Daya. If you listen with pure heart, then you will awaken the love of Godhead. I have not done anything magical. I have heard many times people say that in Bengali also here. Is God Brother. But this Krishna consciousness is present in all of us. We simply have to revive it. The audience responded with cheers and a great round of applause. Prabhupada, with greater force and eloquence than the long-winded Mayavadis had shown the essence of spiritual life, ecstatic chanting of the holy name. And he offered the living testimony of his American disciples. For the next week, Prabhupada and his disciples were the talk of Bombay. Just like in London, there is saying, one place called talk of the town. Everybody is talking about Hare Krishna Bhakta. Still now, you go to Bombay, you tell, oh, Hare Krishna. They began receiving many invitations to speak and perform kirtan throughout the city. The Times Weekly coverage of the Sadhu Samaj spotlighted the memorable presence of Srila Prabhupada and his disciple. A group of 20 American members of the Hare Krishna delegation took over the dais. The air was filled with beating of Mridanga, the clash of cymbals and the music of the Maha Mantra, swaying from side to side, their tufts of hair tossing in the breeze, they chanted Hare Krishna. One grain reporter, whom I had always regarded as a particularly unsentimental person, said to me in an emotion-choked voice, "Do you realize what is happening? Very soon Hinduism is going to sweep the West. The Hare Krishna movement will compensate for all our loss at the hands of Padris through the centuries."
The hands of who?
P-A-D-R-E-S. What is that?
P-A...
P-A... Padres.
P-A...
D-R-E-S.
Padre.
I think Padre is... Isn't the priest is called Padre? Sometimes in India they call Padre.
Padres.
Padres.
Padre is father.
Father.
Fathers are called Padres.
Is in Italian.
Italian.
Father. Means also priest.
That's a priest.
Yeah, father.
In India they call Padri.
Padre.
Or father.
Father
church,
changed
church,
it.
Church father.
PH.
Church father.
Surat.
Father.
Maybe another day tomorrow. Did
Surat. Means also real father.
It's almost 6 o'clock.
Yes.
What month in...
Anything you want to say?
The beginning of 1970 or the end of 1970?
This might be around 1969.
I think it's 70.
It could be 70. Oh, 70, yeah, I think 70, not 69, 70. I remember, because those things were happening 70. I was there and I heard.
You were in the temple in London.
Yeah, I would go to India House to read newspaper and people say, "Where are you from? Calcutta. Look, what is happening in Calcutta?"
Yeah,
Naxalite, some goes out, they are not sure. He may not come back, his wife or mother or like they think my son or my husband, I don't know, he'll come back alive. Is that killing only businessmen, killing any important person? They want change something, a system, running the country. They're good students, so on.
So did you see the coverage in the paper about the Hare Krishna movement also?
I don't remember. I don't think. I won't spend that much time. Just for short time to give all this all the important newspaper out there.
Seems like the Hare Krishna movement is the biggest in India now.
But I will talk to people, those who come from India. They will tell me.
You about it?
Those Indians going to India or coming from India, I ask them sometimes. Seems like they are not that much into it. But those who come to the temple, some people come to the temple, especially the more pious, like.
Did you meet Manu?
Yeah, Manu came.
Yeah, I saw
him. He ate with me yesterday morning, he and his wife, and Narisha. You know, Manu Lord, he also came. He came 2-3 times here.
He came to Vrindavan last year.
Last year, before last year also, you know, the other one, what is his name?
Kiradakshi.
His wife died, she told me. Yeah, I saw her when I was in Vrindavan, this time, maybe just 2 months ago or 1.5 months ago, I was there in Vrindavan. And she came to Vrindavan temple, I looked at her, I thought one day I'd go to their house, every year I usually go or they come. They don't know. She saw me and I, from distance, saw she looks very weak and reduced. I said, "You all right, Mataji?" He said, "My health is not good, getting bad." And what about your husband, Kiradakshi? He said, "He also like this, getting old and weak. Suffering any disease?" He said, "No, just getting old, so becoming weak." Then I said, "Oh, I see. Sometime if I have a time, I'll go and see your husband." Then, Anishka. Then when I came, Manu's wife yesterday told me, "Maharaj, Gujar gaya, she has passed away." I said, "Huh? How?"
What's her name?
Her name was, she spoke in Hindi, which means she has passed away. Her name was, I forgot, what's her name? She has a good name. Arundhuti, no. Forgot again.
She was initiated by
Prabhupada. Yeah, all family, all her 3 sons, husband.
And she passed away in Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So
fortunate. Huh? See, sometimes 6 months spend here, 6 months England, I think, both of them. They're doing like that for some time. For some years they're doing
that. How old was she?
How old was she?
She was younger than Kiradakshi.
Yeah, I think around 60?
Mm, must be. Yeah.
If Kiradakshi say 68, 72, then he will, and she will be 65, say 62.
62.
She is very nice.
Yeah, I just thought her last.
I think she's very pure and she's very nice lady.
And very surrendered.
She's surrendered and pure. Good cook. She was very good cook also. So I have many time prasad in her
so
house.
So now is he going to take sannyas now?
That is what he was telling Kiradakshi last time. He said, "Oh Maharaj, I had a dream. Prabhupada instructed me, you take sannyas. So shall I go to the GBC?" He came to the Mayapur festival. I said, "As far as I know, your relation with ISKCON, the leaders know you. You revolted. You told so many things that when they became guru, and so I don't know." I said, "You advise me." I said, "My advice is, since you acted like that, I cannot change the attitude of our leader. They know you well. Well, there are other ways to take sannyas. Your relationship with ISKCON, as far as I know, you are separate. You just come here and..." So I'm telling something which may be a little unpleasant, but I don't think ISKCON you will get very favorably as far as getting sannyas. As far as I know ISKCON and your attitude towards ISKCON so far. And he said, "Then I can put a picture of Prabhupada and..." I said, that is up to you.
Guru Maharaj offered him sannyas 2 years ago.
I see.
He said he wasn't ready.
He said he was not ready. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. I think his wife is there so long, then how can suddenly he take? Now his wife is gone. If he's not attached to his wife, still don't feel separation strongly like that, which Guru Maharaj can feel it. Anybody. Then, if he's eligible, he will give. Otherwise, it's not good to take sannyas. I think Puri Maharaj is right. I also tell. His wife is there all the time. You can, how can he take sannyas? He's not sincere.
No, Puri Maharaj was going to give him sannyas. He Kiridaksha said he wasn't ready.
Nice. I also told, you know, you ask yourself, are you prepared? You ask your conscience. You think you are detached from your family, this, that? Something I told. He said, so much, what is your, what do you tell me on this? And all these things I told him. Do you feel, I think, just like in my case, I think I was older than take sannyas better. One day I told him.
his
dress is not sannyas, it's the consciousness. More important. Otherwise it creates disturbance in the society.
How can you tell if sometimes there may be the motive of doing something for popularity, for becoming popular, or for becoming well known, or
it's becoming... I think it's dangerous. Then he'll have to repent, I think, on it. Better not to.
I don't like
somebody very early age, you know, taking sannyas. Like it's, I think it's going to lose us time. Make it at least he should be 50, 40 or something like that. They say. I said, why 40? Make it 45 or 50, very better. For some reason, I know they say they require preacher. But still, I think somebody is a strong preacher, he will be accepted. Yeah, the external is not so important. I think. Still, I think because sannyas is such a thing. It's said in the scripture that the demigods will again and again test him, put him to test.
Oh.
Yeah, the people may not know you are dressing. Dress is not a sannyasi, and taking others' dandavat, especially young ladies coming, sometimes starts fitting. It's very dangerous. Some of them even hard. They can have the opportunity. If he's guru, then he'll be sannyasis or more or less guru. But if they give him consent, he may be trying to even do so many personal service. It could be dangerous if he's not very old. Even old man, if he's not very much free, internally not that pure, he can check his calm, clothed, low, moderate, tolerate. Simply taking, because I can give good lecture or something, well, no, internal purification, how much? Are you detached? You are not that much. Are you Trinadupi, Sunich, and all this, really in true sense? Baba said, also, if you are not sure, convinced that I am not this body, don't take sannyas. He's not just reading books. I am not this body.
Yeah.
How time flies like anything, huh? So busy. Cannot be.
2 weeks. 6 weeks.
That, something about Surat, very nice. Yesterday you read about London temple?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the installation.
I thought that London Rath Yatra village is wonderful, that was. Awesome. Telegram arrived from Shyam Sundar, glorifying the preaching opportunities that awaited Prabhupada in London, where he would be picked up at the airport in helicopter and flown to the main event, the greatest Rath Yatra ever held. The parade would proceed down Piccadilly Lane, climaxing under a large pavilion at Trafalgar Square. Let me strike while the iron is hot, Prabhupada used to say that. I remember. He said, I think there's an English maxim. If you do that, then you can keep the iron in shape. In the West, people are fed up, so we want to give them spiritual enlightenment. Prabhupada had immediately convinced his disciples with his forceful statements. There are two misleading theories in the West, he continued. One is the light comes from matter, and the other is that there is no life after death. You can just enjoy this life. They say everything is matter. So as this Krishna consciousness movement grows, the communists will be curbed down. People say they are trying for unity, but they have no brains to see how this will achieve unity. Mm-hmm. They have formed big, complicated League of Nations, and now United Nations, but they all fail. But this simple method of Rath Yatra. All over the world it is spreading. Jagannath means Lord of the universe. So Lord Jagannath is now international God through our ISKCON. Therefore I want to go to the West and give them these things. Although Prabhupada appeared physically unfit to immediately fly to London to the active preaching that awaited him, his disciples submitted, accepting this as another miracle by Krishna. London, July 7, 1973. Paravidha saying, it was Rath Yatra day. I saw Prabhupada coming into the temple and he didn't look very strong. I was really amazed, but I could understand that his strength was something spiritual. Dhruvanath, at the parade site, we were awaiting to receive Srila Prabhupada at Marble Arch, where the procession starts. The Vyasasan was nicely decorated and everybody was expecting Prabhupada simply to sit on his Vyasasan on the cart and just ride through the streets, just as he had done in the other Rath Yatra. So it was to our great amazement and joy that when Prabhupada came, he refused to sit on the procession. He indicated that he would dance and lead the procession. It was a really memorable event, I remember. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I was very near Prabhupada's
answer. I was driving the Rath car.
You are driving?
Steering it.
Yes, and Revatinandan were up.
Hmm?
Revatinandan, Balagopal, they were up. Kula Shekhar. Huh? They are on the Rath.
No, actually,
they came down.
They were already up there to stay on the top, but when they saw that Prabhupada was
down,
walking, then they came down.
That was really event, I remember. Yeah. I was dancing all the way. Yogeshwar saying, they brought stairs up so Prabhupada could mount the Rathas cart and sit down on the Vyasasana, but he waved them off and just started walking with the chariots leading the dancing. Dhira Shanta, I twisted my ankle and couldn't walk, so I rode on the cart. Therefore, I could see Prabhupada very clearly. Revatinandan Maharaj was chanting into the microphone from the cart, I told you. You see? Later on he came down. But after about 15 minutes of the procession, Prabhupada told the devotees to tell Revatinandan Maharaj, I remember, and the others to come down and lead the kirtan in the street with him. I remember his talk. Revatinandan was saying, when Prabhupada saw his Vyasasan on the cart, he said, no, I am just a devotee. I will go in the procession. We had a big, great kirtan. Hamsuta led. I remember Hamsuta was leading. I was going to tell you. How is this? Good. I'm leading. I led. Shamsundar led. Different devotees traded off, leading this fantastic kirtan. And Prabhupada was right in the middle of the kirtan with his kartals the whole time. I remember the whole time. The police and the top from the balcony of Hilton, Dorchester, all the top hotels, approaching towards Buckingham Palace, and then the road leading towards Piccadilly Circus. All they're watching, they're from the top of the balcony, heavy, sky high buildings, all those skyscrapers. It's a scene to see.
Didn't Prabhupada have cartels?
Most probably not. I think he was with hand baby clapping.
Yeah, he didn't have
or raising his hand sometimes. Yeah. I think you're right.
And he used to, he would get right ahead of the chariot, then stop and wait for the chariot to come.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
But this one picture, I think, is with that karta like this.
Yes, there, his picture? Prabhupada?
Yeah.
With karta?
Yeah, but mate, was it London?
That
difficult. It could be anywhere.
Mm.
But it wasn't exactly that. Maybe you get it for some time.
Rohini Nandan. The cart was going quite slowly. Prabhupada walked about 20 or 30 years ahead of the cart, leading the procession. Meanwhile, the kirtan was coming from the rath cart through the microphone. Prabhupada called them all down and he got them all around himself, and they were chanting Hare Krishna. Every so often we would turn around and raise both his arms very majestically in the air and say, Jai Jagannath! Yeah. Sometimes we would get a little farther ahead, so then he would turn around and wait for the cart to come on. Sometimes he was dancing, sometimes he would stand raising his hands in the air. That was really event. Sarodhya Dasi, the Indian girl.
Who?
Sarodhya Dasi.
No, that's Vaikuntha's wife.
Oh, acha, Vaikuntha. So I know her. Yeah, she's an old devotee, both of them. They're almost Prabhupada's first batch. Almost.
Actually, in Australia we had this Leelamrita quiz.
Has that?
And one of the questions was, what did Prabhupada say to Sarodhya when he arrived at the airport in Boston or in America?
Yes.
And that was the question in the quiz.
What was the question? What was the question?
The question was, what did Prabhupada say to embarrass Sarodhya Dasi when he arrived in Boston in 1969,
is it? 67. Even could be earlier, because it seems like she may be... before 67 she could be.
It was one of the first marriages.
I see.
And what he said was, are you still fighting with your husband?
You fight with your husband?
Yeah.
What did she say? She was bashful, is it?
Yeah.
And we can go back. Then we will fight any country. Oh, I sometimes fight with her. Prabhupada would dance, and then after a few feet, he would turn around and look upon at the deities with his arms raised. Then he would dance for a few moments, meditating on the deities, and then he would turn around and go on. In this way, he danced the entire way, yes, he danced the entire way. Yeah. Then I think he did jagga most probably. Yeah?
Hmm?
He did jagga, some fire sacrifice?
I think there was initiations in.
Yeah.
I remember when he went for a Piccadilly Circus, he asked for a glass of water or something.
Yeah, before in Piccadilly Circus, I remember I wanted to go, bring from a vendor glass. Then Philodoxo's son gave it to Prabhupada's hand. One glass and Prabhupada drank it. Once near Buckingham Palace. And from the Buckingham Palace towards Piccadilly is going. I was not very far from Prabhupada. The Hong Sutra was very near everything around.
It was a very hot day.
Yeah.
I got sunstroke that day.
Yeah. I think sometimes police spoke, why this old man is walking like that? I think this is that year or another year. That year must be. The devotees held hands in a circle around him to protect him from the crowd. It was a wonderful, a transcendental affair. Prabhupada was looking up at the deities and all the devotees are behind him.
That was when the cart came coming down towards Piccadilly Circus, because there was so crowd,
huge ocean of crowd, yeah. And there's the way it was coming, I think, where the Canadian consulate.
It looked, yeah.
Opposite side is South African consulate, and one side is National Art Gallery, other side is Westminster Bridge, road going to Westminster Bridge, and Buckingham Palace's the guard, they stand there at the gate.
It looked like it was going to be a little dangerous.
Yeah.
So many
people. Yeah.
It looked like, you know...
And a big hotel.
It looked like he could have got crushed in the crowd.
Yeah, it's possible.
There were so many people.
There's an ocean of people.
There were so many people. You couldn't see anything.
Anything could happen.
Yeah, it's just a wave of people. Mm. And they could have just crushed, yeah, you know, and that's why all the devotees got around Prabhupada. Mm-hmm.
Like in India every day, when you want to.
Like India sometimes, maybe stamping.
It's not usually like that in London. It's not.
But the one thing I remember, next day, this most probably this was another one, that in one of the most well-known newspaper called Guardian, the front page on the top picture is Ratha standing in the Nelson Square, and by the Nelson statue, and said, comment is that it is competing with Nelson column.
Prabhupada put that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. He wrote that in the purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
It's unbelievable. I think it's historic, I must say. Mm-hmm. It's the Pope, by the way, he's going to historic. Because Nelson's column, they are all the important, you know, they are the meeting which they have take place. And everybody goes there. London may be the top attractive place in Nelson's column. All tourists must go there and feed the pigeons, see the fountains, and anything, even the Westminster and others, sorry, the West Ham and other football party, when they win, or England wins in some game, something, all the young generation, they come to Piccadilly Circus. And sometimes they play with this all the fountain water, splash this, that, and police sometimes chase them. Later on they say, can't do anything with this. They're joyful, they're enjoying, young generation. This is the place, everybody go.
I think that event that...
And we are distributing prasad, I remember, unlimited prasad. We are sometimes running away to our temple. It doesn't take long. You go through the Charing Cross Road, run. Within a short time, you can go to the temple and come back.
Actually, we had a lot of prasadam on the Rath cart.
Achha.
There was this, had this big plastic
Nakudana.
Bag.
What is that?
Full of halva.
Achha, achha.
It was a big plastic bag. And then the plastic bag broke.
Achha.
And it fell on the ground. Big pile of halva underneath.
I know. People like halva very much. We give it plastic cup. How we are going? In plastic cup, you're serving? But the prasadam also, they are very nice. They are like pakora, there is chanachur, there is many very delicious prasad.
When you think of it, to get a place like Trafalgar Square to have the Rath Yatra Festival, it's just unbelievable. You know, it's like the biggest, practically in the world, it's the most popular place.
Yes, in the world.
That was the festival, or was in America?
No, no. No, this is England, I'm saying, London.
Yeah, in London. It was...
No, before that also Rath Yatra, but Prabhupada all the time was not dancing.
San Francisco was very big, but London is the more important city.
Bigger in the world.
First Rath Yatra was in San Francisco.
Yeah, first one, yeah. Then London. And then Los Angeles came after that. And then New York. But that's the thing, that is something you can never forget. I think in your whole life you would never forget something like that. It was such a...
ecstasy. Such an ecstasy, everybody. Unbelievable. You go mad. Transcendental crazy devotees. Packed up whole Nelson's comes below that, all the stairs. We can't go very near.
And then Prabhupada gave the lecture, and everyone was silent in the whole square. Everyone was quiet, could hear a pin drop. And all you could hear was his breath just spreading out in all directions. Good sound system, too.
This is what, 1973.
And there were initiations, right? Hare Krishna Das got initiated, I think. And Hari Bol Nanda.
Oh,
remember him?
I can't remember.
Very tall.
I see. Hari Bol Nanda, is in London Temple?
Used to be.
I know, I remember the name.
He all went to France.
Sudhaja used to make incense, business. His French dude. I heard still now he is there somewhere. Somebody told me a few days ago, Sudhaja's. I still remember his face, the glasses, and all his French accent talking. Shuddha, look. Shuddha, Prabhupada surprised us. He did not know if he was sick or not. Feeling weak and dizzy and not. Sometimes he looked very ill. Sometimes he looked like an 18-year-old boy. He surprised us. He had his cane in his hand, but raised it in the air. Really? I didn't see the cane in his hand.
Where is it?
It's a big thing. Yeah. As he danced, after a while, Shyam Sundar came up to me and said, "Listen, he is not going to make it. Prabhupada is very ill. I want you to follow in a car. Be within 30 seconds. Reach so we can put Prabhupada in the car immediately." Prabhupada was going down Park Lane. Yeah, that is the Park
Lane.
Park Lane. And from time to time, they couldn't pull the cart fast enough to keep up with him. He would turn back, raise his hand and say, "Hari Bol." Several times he did this. He was going so fast that he had to wait. The devotees were dancing, the weather was beautiful, and the crowd was wonderful.
It was a very hot day. That was a very, very hot day. I got sunstroke. Next, I was just remembering when Shyam Sundar said...
the car.
About to be ready with the car for Prabhupada.
I think he did that.
Because I remember one morning, I think it was 1971, one morning Prabhupada was there, and we woke up. No one woke the devotees up for Mangalarti. We woke up and wondered what happened. There was no Mangalarti. And then Shyam Sundar came and said Prabhupada had two heart attacks in the night time.
Really?
And he was massaging his heart the whole night. And then so he instructed that no one to come down from the Brahmachari room to go, because Prabhupada then went to sleep early in the morning. And so he didn't want to wake him up. So the Brahmacharis weren't allowed to come down the stairs because they would have made a noise, and they weren't allowed to have Mangalati because that would have woken him up. Do you remember that?
I can't remember. Possible.
It was very early. It was in 97. That was when Prabhupada came to Shyam Sundar from Moscow.
Bad
times.
Something serious thing, and one thing happened.
It was very serious. It was a very serious thing.
Some serious event.
It was a serious heart attack. It's amazing when you think...
I don't know, isn't it? Once we are asked to pray for Nrisimhadev, this, that... When was that?
Well, that was when he was going to... That was really 1977, I think.
And when I was there also, once we were doing something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I remember we were doing all
that. That's right.
Everybody. Even at night, somebody was doing the temple and praying. I remember. I was there also in town.
Actually, that Nrisimhadev prayer was started in New York after Prabhupada had a heart attack, wasn't it?
That wasn't when I thought it was Prabhupada, it was when someone tried to break in and steal something.
No, it was when Prabhupada had a heart attack.
Was it?
In 66 or 67, maybe 66 or 67. And he had the devotees chant Nrisimha prayers. He taught that prayer.
Dhruvanath, the passers-by were rooted to the spot looking at Prabhupada, a man of that age simply dancing and jumping air like a young boy, and was the most amazing sight. And then every 5 minutes or so, Prabhupada would turn around and look toward Jagannath. The devotees would clear the way so no one block his sight, and he had a perfect view of Jagannath, Baladev, Balaram and Subhadra. But after a while, the police came and motioned that he could not keep stopping the, like this. I am the police came.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know the police came.
Yeah,
hurry up, hurry up. He's getting tired. We had to keep the whole thing going because the traffic jams were becoming critical. Devotees were crying and chanting and dancing, and there was much commotion. Shruti Kirti, when Prabhupada was dancing, the bobbies, that means police, are called bobbies. The bobbies kept on coming up and looking for someone official. Finally, they came to me and asked, "You all have to tell your leader." I remember, I was there. "You all have to tell your leader to sit down. He is causing so much of a disturbance. Everyone is becoming wild and we can't control the crowd, you know?" So I said, "All right." But I did not say anything to Prabhupada. I was there. I remember saying, "Police is coming and telling you, ask your, this is your leader. Stop all this," something like that. This is that statement. I was there. It's not far from Prabhupada. Sometimes, Hamsadutta, Revutananda will push others back. "Hey, go far, far, don't come near Prabhupada." I was watching anything Prabhupada, anything happens, you have to bring something for Prabhupada. But suddenly asked, "Bring some glass of water." And we saw a vendor, I ran. Before I could bring for Prabhupada, one another, Kiyodakshi's son brought it to Prabhupada. I was exhausted. Still, Prabhupada is fired up, Prabhupada. Still, all these incidents true. Exactly like that. I suppose it's like a young boy. I can believe it. Unbelievable. I can't believe it.
So many times when Prabhupada was really sick, he was like, he was really sick. Mm-hmm. And he would come down and sit on the Vyasa Sand, and you could see how sick he was, you know, like he was really sick, you know, and he'd start. And even one time, he had to have a pot to spit in while he was sitting on the Vyasa Sand. And then he'd start speaking, and then he'd start speaking, and he'd start picking up, you know, get the tempo to pick up, and in the end, he was like a lion, preaching, you know, really strong and really fired up. And he said that the preaching is what gives life, gives him life.
So then they came again and said, "You must tell him. He'll have to sit down." I remember I was all there. This guy got so agitated, this policeman. They cannot control the whole big traffic jam. They cannot control the crowd.
Actually, the worst traffic jam was through Piccadilly.
Piccadilly, yes. It seems like an ocean of people. You can see nothing but head and head all around.
Because Piccadilly Circus, there's so many roads. Yeah.
And when we were just entering the Piccadilly Circus, that whole round area, the road is ending and getting into the whole area. Yeah. And that is an ocean. As you say, it could be washed.
Everywhere is just blocked.
This is near Soho, between Soho and the palace.
So between Soho and. Yeah.
I think all those gardens near the palace.
I tell you, you know.
Towards Trafalgar Square.
I tell you, from Soho, there are many lanes leading towards Odeon and Leicester Square. Then it's a shortcut. You can go through the alleys and come to Piccadilly Circus and the National Art Gallery, that side. You understand?
But the police were always. Even when we were doing Harinam on the streets, always you couldn't stop. You had to keep moving,
I think it is this Savoy? There's one big hotel there, most probably, big. Some hotel there, like Park. Maybe Park Hotel or something, I forgot. Park Lane. So then they came again and said, "You must tell him, he will have to sit down." So I said, "All right." And then I tapped Prabhupada. The whole time he had been in ecstasy, dancing before the cart and encouraging everyone else to dance. He would motion with his hands and encourage the devotees to keep dancing. He kept the momentum of the festival. So I said, "Prabhupada, the policemen want you to sit down. They say you are creating havoc in the parade." Prabhupada looked at me, turned and kept on. He completely ignored it and kept on dancing, and they couldn't do anything. Prabhupada couldn't stop, and the police couldn't say anything to him. Paravida. I was distributing back to Godhead. Paravida.
Paravida.
I think there's somebody like that who used to.
Paravida. He's a big tall from Holland.
Holland. Magazine. Along the whole parade route, I was exhausted. I was having a lot of trouble keeping up with the procession, but Prabhupada was just there and he was dancing like a young boy. I was amazed at his spiritual energy. Dhruvanath, when we came to Piccadilly Circus, Prabhupada suddenly stopped the whole procession. Piccadilly Circus, of course, was just packed with people. For about 3 minutes, Prabhupada stopped the procession and just danced and danced with the devotees all around him. Rain Nandan, when we got to Piccadilly Circus, Prabhupada really started to dance. He was leaping off the ground. The cart was stopped. It was very similar, actually, to the description in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita of how Lord Chaitanya would lead the Rath Yatra procession. So the cart was stopped and the Prabhupada would wait for it to catch up. Yeah. I think I was lost in the crowd. I couldn't go neither this side, that side, almost that. I couldn't go near Prabhupada there. I remember this.
I was driving.
After a long time, I could arrive towards Revati Nandan near Piccadilly Circus pillar. After a long time, it's such a crowd to go through. I was thinking any moment I will, like a sandwich square, like that. What to speak, I'm going where Prabhupada, I can't see anything. I remember.
I was driving the cart, steering it in the front. I was there the whole time. I see Prabhupada coming back all the time, going forward. But then the top of the cart had to, that canopy had to
be lowered. Lower and raised sometimes. Eh? Huh?
That was Narayan Narayan's invention.
Yeah, no.
He invented that.
Which year was it? Is it 73? When in 2 weeks he made all the thing? Prabhupada called, he said, still not made. Then Prabhupada said, I'm sending Narayan. Then in King's Cross, the devotees will be going and coming, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
actually,
girls will be
swimming. Actually, Narayan didn't come that year.
That is another year.
Actually,
maybe 72, that one, is it?
72 again. 71 and 72. In 73, I built the cart in 73. And Paranjan made the design, he made a drawing, he made a design. Yeah. I think I built it, I was in charge of building it.
Yogeshwar, when he finally arrived at Trafalgar Square and Prabhupada saw the big tent. Rohinandan, when we got to Piccadilly Circus, Prabhupada really started to dance. He was leaping off the ground. The cart was stopped. It was very similar actually to the description of the children. Yogeshwar, we finally arrived at Trafalgar Square and Prabhupada saw the big tent and the other arrangement the devotees had made. He held up his hands again. He had been dancing and walking the entire route of the parade. It must have been at least an hour that he had been walking and dancing all the way from Hyde Park to Trafalgar Square. Yes. I couldn't believe how Prabhupada, from there to there, all the time dancing, we even cannot make it. How is he doing? It's unbelievable.
Actually, that was one thing that really gave a lot of enthusiasm to the disciples, was that Prabhupada was so old, but he could do everything. It wasn't anything he couldn't do. He was expert at everything, every single thing. I remember people used to come to challenge or something, and we felt very incompetent ourselves to answer the questions. And we would even say, I can't answer that question, but my spiritual master can answer it.
And you see, any guy, big guys, can Prabhupada say just the right thing because he's satisfied.
Naturally, everyone felt like he was so much older than everyone. When you think about it, all of the disciples were all, like at that time I was 24.
I was 28, most probably.
24, you were older than most of the other devotees. Maybe you were the same age as Shyamasundara. But most of the devotees were 20,
younger than me.
21.
Prabhupada one day asked me, Suvaka, how old are you? I told 28. And Prabhupada said, so. Prabhupada said something about brahmachari life, he said. So now not that many strong arjas, something like that, Prabhupada said, pushing. I think it remained like that.
He was Prabhupada was 50 years older than this disciple. 50 years older. It's amazing when you think about it. 50 years older.
So he was more like a grandfather than a father.
He's more like a grandfather than father.
That's why for the Matajis, it was like they were young girls. You know, all the women were 20 years old.
Around 20.
Years old,
most of them around 20.
22 years old, you know, young girls.
18, 21, 20.
You know, so Prabhupada for them was like their grandfather. So that was a very sweet relationship, a very sweet, he was very kind to the women, actually. He was very kind to everybody. But that's but usually you don't relate to someone, I don't know, especially in the Western countries, when someone is so much older than you, like that 50 years older, you know, you just don't care about a person like that. Really, in most cases, you know, you don't have a relation. I never had a relationship, really.
That's why I can relate to it, because I had sort of a sweet relationship with my grandparents.
Yeah, I had a good relationship with my grandparents, but not to the extent that you would give your life to your grandparents, you know. But all those boys and girls, you know, they were giving their life to Prabhupada, you know.
You wouldn't be able to give your life to.
Well, I know when we relate with the older men, like this, Sankata, we relate also, we relate like his children. We play with the men like that.
In India, like that, with grandfather,
in Europe,
a sweeter relation.
Yeah, when we go
grandfather and grandmother have a particular relation, can't have.
But usually the grandfather and grandmother are so old that they're not very active. They're sitting in the rocking chair, you know, like this, you know, and they're, you know, they're not out there on the street, you know, holding big pandal programs, you know, and leading the world, worldwide, you know, mission for changing the whole world and dancing down the street, you know, and leading the chanting, but this, you know, the grandparents are just sitting back there and just, you know, not moving. Yeah, they're just not moving. They're just rocking in the rocking chair, saying a few words. But they're not very active. Yeah, but he was more active than any of the devotees. When the servants were coming with him, they couldn't keep up with him, more or less. And even on the morning walk, he was walking faster than the rest of the devotees.
Yes.
And the servants would always have jet lag and be so tired, you know, from travelling. But Prabhupada would get off the plane and just come straight in and give the lecture and just keep
going. No, not taking rest, nothing.
It's pretty amazing, actually. But anyway, it's not a normal a normal thing that would happen. You couldn't think of a normal person that age doing something like that. Even being so sharp, so sharp in the mind, although most people that age, you know, they're...
One incident I remember in this sense. One year, Prabhupada asked me to do something, and then next year when he came, to my surprise, he said, first he saw from the airport, that time I didn't go to the airport to receive. Devotee says, Shubhapu, you are eldest among us, we don't know, nobody likes to stay. Perhaps, is it possible? I said, all right, I stay. You all go. Then me and maybe one or two devotees there. Somebody cooking in the kitchen. Either it could be me or some treasurer, something like that, one or two. Or pujari. Then when Prabhupada came, we came the moment, heard the sound, Prabhupada has come, everybody is running because the sound outside, he came, and Prabhupada entered through the gate, and I came up, and Prabhupada suddenly, he saw, and very fast I said, "Have you done it?" I am shocked. I forget everything, something he's saying, as if he asked me a few minutes ago, or yesterday, an hour ago, some work. Have you done it? I can't recollect anything. What does he mean? "Have you finished that book?" Again, I don't know what to say. I want to see it when I'm taking rest, morning breakfast after, bring that thing. So I think, look where I kept everything. I can't say yes, no. I didn't say yes, I've done not. I didn't ever better not say. I'm bringing.
Did you do it?
I did, not so well done.
Translation?
One or two days, then he's going to back to Canada. He said, "I want, can I get it today? I have to take it to Canada and read it there." I said, "Yeah." Then I thought, overnight I cannot, you know, brush it. Oh, somewhere here, there, something didn't have to ferry it, this, that. I said, "He doesn't possible." Then send it as soon as possible. I thought it is impossible to overnight make it fair, whole thing.
What was it exactly?
Maybe, I don't know, it could be easy journey to other planets, translation.
In Bengali.
Sometimes, long time, I was not speaking Bengali hardly any, because I was always with the English people.
You forgot?
Sometimes may not be good in Bengali, you can write, because all the time speaking English, thinking English, maybe those days, sometimes. In college also, I mean, when I was there, all the, most of them are British or French, not French, British, Chinese, Arab, these are classmates. But sometimes holiday working, these are all British, Englishmen. And Dhananjay asked Prabhupada, he said, "Maybe Shubha can become a British citizen, she'll be better," he says. Prabhupada said, Dhananjay also said, "Prabhupada, send him to Bangladesh."
Who said that?
Then war going on in Bangladesh. and Baba, I think Gargamuni or Brahmananda are there.
Who said send him to Bangladesh?
Either that one, or giving British citizens. He has been long time here, 10 years. I think Dhananjay, yes, was there. He goes, "Yeah, take British citizenship. Can you go to Bangladesh?" I don't know, I'm not saying yes, not say no. Later on, Prabhupada scolded me. "You should say yes," and then Guru say yes.
Yeah, really?
That's what he remembers. Then war going on. And any guy, Hindu, he comes to know, I don't know what will happen to him. I was reading Indian, I'm going to Indian house. In India House, Indian High Commission, not very far, maybe 10 minutes walk from our temple. We go to Queensway, towards Aldwych, and there is the Indian High Commission, not very far. We go to Hovan and walk. We go through the lanes, shortcut, and go there to read newspaper, what is happening, how there is war going on in India, Pakistan, and we over Bangladesh, it's right.
Actually, I remember when I came to Mayapur...
And all the Hindus running away from Bangladesh. They had no security. Anyone, they were shot.
I came here in 73 and they were all refugees in Mayapur from Bangladesh.
I think in 70 or 71, sometimes foreigners are not allowed to go here or there because it's not very far from the border.
That's when they started the food relief program.
What's that?
Prasadam distribution, because they're all people didn't have any food or didn't have anywhere to go.
Also, Calcutta. So many things happening, that Naxalites killing this, that. Most dangerous time at that time.
But I remember you didn't want to come back to India because of your parents.
Yeah. I said, it's better I can go to the east but not in India, because there have been so many through the minds, relatives, once they know, if some or other parents will come, it's very difficult for Indians to, you know, to overcome that, seeing all these things. You see your mother, parents, and this, it is very difficult. But and one time I was forced, because GBC is here writing, there's nobody to write any magazine, that's very difficult. And you heard, there's a Bengali boy in London, and he's educated from Calcutta College. So I was sending him, and he, Gopal Krishna writes, Hamsudha writes. Hamsudha one says, well, I think you should go back. And I said, they may close down if there's no preaching magazine, nothing. It's difficult for Calcutta. And he came, and I was in Delhi, and Vrindavan. And Gopal Krishna was telling Prabhupada again, this boy is not going. Shubhag. So, Prabhupada, in the early in the morning, messaging, or Suti Kitti, or who I forgot, Nandakar, Prabhupada called me. Shubhag, I heard you are not going to Calcutta or Mayapur. GBC asked you? Then he said, no, any other thing. Then I came.
Did you see your parents?
They came, yes. Within a short time, they came to know. One of my cousin's sisters saw me.
She saw you here?
Yeah, upstairs. She might have came to some relation's house in Krishnanagar from Calcutta. And she came to see here, a well-known this place, all sahibs are here. She came and saw the lotus building up. She said, I'm calling brother, he can't recognize me, seems. So he went home and at once told, he's here. But I saw her very little. I asked, who is it they saw me? And I saw her very little girl. At that time. She's my cousin, sister. Father didn't come, most probably mother and others came. Father another day came. Then mother talked to Prabhupada.
She did? Talked to Prabhupada?
Yeah, my mother is very bold. She doesn't...
What did she say?
She took away my son.
Really? She said that?
Yeah. And Prabhupada looked at him and said, he's not a little boy, he's not sitting on the lap or something, he's by my side. Why he doesn't go to you? He's sitting on my side nearby, what can I do? He doesn't like to go. Take her, if you want.
What did she say then?
She cannot say anything.
She accused him.
My father cannot say anything.
He did cannot. He see Prabhupada too?
Yeah, here sitting. In father and mother sitting in Prabhupada Darshan room.
Yeah?
Yeah. For the poly parents. And see, before that mother came and talked to me a long time, I said, no, thank you.
They wanted you to come home. And did Prabhupada preach to them?
Prabhupada said, let your parents stay here. Prabhupada Samadha can understand. I didn't say anything to them. Whether stay or go. Prabhupada said, go and tell your parents to stay here some days. But then again, my mother called me. I don't know whether that time or another time. My brother-in-law came. My sister, I don't know, sister didn't come. Brother-in-law must have came. And called me the room that I let them stay. I was guest house in charge. That is now in conference room, one room. It is made into conference. Conference room was not that big.
Mm.
One room is broken. Bhavan of the later on. When Prabhupada, after Prabhupada, he broke that and made it a bigger room. And at that time, there was no coaches, carpet, all these things. Only a gadi and big bolster, what do you call it? That's a pillow. I was guessing, I let them stay in the room. And sometime, when they are taking some meal or something, they called me. Prabhupada somehow they came to me. He said, call Subhav. Talk, talk, and do. We'll call. Hey, you want to see your parents? Don't go. Don't be intimate with them. Give them all facility, but stay away. They can come and talk to me.
How long did they stay for?
I don't know. Maybe a couple of days, 1-2 days, something. Not one day. Maybe.
Father, mother?
Father, mother, maybe brother-in-law. That's all, most probably. And one of my younger brother, most probably. My sister didn't come. Father, mother, and brother-in-law, maybe. My sister's.
And he said, don't be too intimate with them.
That's why I don't go to my parents, still now. My father now fell and he had got a badly hurt. My mother on the phone and said, come to see your father now. I said, I've got rules and regulations bound by that. I wish you were okay.
You got what?
I said, I'm bound by rules and regulations, I have to follow strictly. And I said, but I wish they'd be okay. Antichrist. Difficult. Indian family, then mother is saying like, in India, or any eastern country like this, even in Muslim, all these things, they're very family attachment, affinity very strong, even in Hindu. Yes? Or no? Any eastern country, it could be, even, it may not be, even Indian Christian will be like this, I'm sure. Eastern country, family
attachment. Even in western countries, the parents were protesting like anything about the
family. Yeah, yes, I thought they're very detailed. They don't want. The moment son becoming like a saintly, no smoking, no drinking, they can nobody can tolerate.
Yeah, if the son is going and smoking and drinking,
they don't mind.
And doing all kinds of nonsense, they don't care. But if he becomes a religious person, they don't like it. Because they want them to do the same as what they
did. What they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's everywhere. This is also here. Even if I suddenly disappear, I'm from the house. This is Krishna's arrangement. Prabhupada also told me. Had I been in India, joined, I don't know, there will be many newspaper will be news. You come back, your mother is in bed, sick. Unless you come, I don't know what will happen. And you have to come. Maybe it is just to bring you this news. It may not be the case. But she may be very waiting for you very badly.
Actually, when I joined the temple in England, my whole family was in Australia.
How did he act?
Well, my father, he sent the Australian High Commissioner to the temple to find out what happened to me. Because I never wrote any letter for years.
I wrote, but after that I stopped. And my father sent back. How did he know? I don't know my address. I was giving, all right, I'll let you know. You don't have to write back. But he found out address. And he must have went to Calcutta temple, see all these shire, Kirtan must be.
I think it's a lot of times devotees join the movement when they're away from their country. Many times
it helps a lot.
It's better.
It's better.
Because you're
you don't have to go through all these situations, embarrassing.
And it's not only the family, but it's friends also. You know, your friends that you grow up with, all those people, if you're...
To face all this. But for long absence, it becomes then common. It becomes easier.
Then it's okay. But it's peer pressure, you know, especially from your friends. You know, your friends that... When I went back to Australia after being away for 5 years or something, it was... 5 years.
5 years a lot in the world. In my case, somebody saw me after 28 years. My auntie saw. She said, I'm seeing him 28 years after I saw first. Last I saw, now I'm seeing after 28 years. Can't think. I was a boy of 23 and 28. And that means?
25 years, 50 years.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.